Hello, everyone. Can you all hear me? Thank you for coming, and I really apologize for the technical glitches, but we will jump right in. This is going to be a talk about app stores, free app stores on the iOS and Android platforms. So quick note about me. I'm a software developer. I've been developing software for 40 years. That might surprise you based on my technical difficulties I just had right now. But yeah, I've been developing software since I was a little kid, and I've been developing apps for the iPhone and for Android since 2008, basically since the beginning of when you could do that. And I developed the very first ebook reader for the iPhone that was known as Stanza. That was went on for a while. And then since then, I've done dozens of other apps. More recently, I created an open source tool called skip.dev that helps you develop apps for both iPhone and Android from a single code base. I'm also the founder of the nonprofit AppFair project, which helps promote and distribute apps to universally for both platforms. And I'm also a board member of the F-Droid project as of last year. So nearly everyone in the world has a little computer in their pocket. There's over 6 billion smartphones around the world. The vast majority of human beings have one. And these devices, they know just about everything about us. They know where we are, they know who we are, they know where we're going, they know what we're interested in, what we like, our media, our movies, and so on. And the question is, who really owns this device? Is this yours? You bought it, it's your property, but do you actually own it in the sense that you have complete control over it, that you have agency? So how does software get onto a computer? When I first started developing software back in 1982, I had a little Radio Shack TRS-80 that had no persistent storage. So I subscribed to a magazine called the Rainbow Magazine, and they'd send you an issue every month. And in it, they would have printed pages of source code. And so I would sit there, and I'd tediously transcribe that source code from my computer, from the pages of the magazine onto the computer, and then hope that you didn't make any typos, because debugging was quite a primitive operation back then. And then you would run it, and you know, this would be like little